Prince of Crows by Aaron Dembski Bowden. Read by Jonathan Keeble. Prologue. Fall. The Knight's Lord of Caliban stood beneath the storm, a silver circlet crowning his brow, his ashen hair rain-painted against his pale features. The knight's armor was a suit of black ceramite plating, engraved with sculpted lions forged from Martian red gold. Blood ran along the sword in his hands, sluicing away from the steel rinsed by the downpour. The other figure was an image cast in a cracked mirror. Where the Night Lord's skin was pale, the other warrior's flesh was a consumptive's white, and his armor a midnight reflection of the storm above, crisscrossed with markings of jagged lightning. The battle raged around them, above them, even beneath them, as they waged war atop the piled bodies of their sons, wounded and dead alike. The Night Lord of Caliban had waited months for this moment. Now it had come, in the shrieking wind and howling rain, punctuated by the staccato cracks of thousands and thousands of bolters. The knight stepped back, his duty done, the final smears of blood rain-washed from his sword. His brother staggered, clawed hands clasping his own neck. A dark, liquid torrent was gushing between his grasping fingers. He was trying to hold his throat closed, and he was failing.
Fall!
The Night Lord said to his brother. His voice was broken, ragged, breathless.
Fall!
The other warrior's black eyes were wide, trembling as his life flooded through his hands. He spoke without sound, lips working worthlessly, and finally fell to one knee. The wounds in his stomach and chest bled as fiercely as the cut throat. His body, systematically shredded and torn by the kingly blade, seemed to be held together by desperate hate alone. The Night Lord wasn't a soul given to smiling, nor was he petty enough to mock a fallen foe. He lifted his blade in salute, crosspiece resting against his crowned forehead, honouring a slain enemy.
"I told you," the lion said to his dying brother, "I would be the end of you, curs."